Well, U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has urged world powers to push Syria's warring sides to participate in peace talks.
I fear that without such a political horizon, a further escalation is all too likely. Yet again, I call on all regional and international actors to use their influence on the parties and to persuade them to negotiate in good faith on transitional arrangement.
Ban made the remarks during a forum for democracy and development in Qatar's capital, Doha. He said there is no matter more urgent than the Syrian crisis and described it as a nightmare. Ban's comments come just a day after talks between world powers on the Syria peace deal reached a deadlock. Syria has been the scene of deadly conflicts for more than 5 years now. The war has so far claimed the lives of nearly 270,000 people. Middle East expert James Petras tells us why UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has urged world powers to attend the Syria peace talks.
I think the big problem with the United Nations is it hasn't intervened to take a forthright position on U.S., Saudi Arabia, and other countries like Turkey, who have been fostering the use of mercenaries to destroy the elected government of Syria. I think the Secretary General should direct himself to Washington, and in particular to the Commander-in-Chief of the U.S. military, which has been meeting in Syria with right-wing extremists who are organizing the invasion of Syria. I think the big problem for the United Nations is its unwillingness to understand the questionable role that the U.S. military has played in fomenting the war. I think it's time for the United Nations to act as an independent force rather than as an auxiliary of U.S. foreign policy. I think the first thing is the United Nations has to look to the General Assembly rather than the Security Council, because in the Security Council, the forces opposed to a peaceful settlement like the United States, England, and other countries like that have been fomenting the war. So I think the first thing is to turn the decision-making process to the great majority of countries that sit in the General Assembly, who can then debate and discuss the role that the mercenaries are playing in fomenting war. I think it's time to sit down with the Syrian government and organize a free election in which the UN can officiate and oversight, engaging the process of an electoral result.